And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We'll be back next week, but Corey Sandin, our other co-host, is right here in the studio. And I'm back with Greg Stotesbury from AFCO, is going to be here talking some great fishing here. This man is knowledgeable about fresh salt, all kinds of stuff, as well as the fabulous AFCO products. Stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a weight of fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details. No matter what the season, Rapala lure should always be a part of your fishing arsenal. It's time to stock up on the trolling lure that's proven to catch more fish. X-Rap Magnet by Rapala. Every X-Rap Mag runs perfect right out of the box. All have extreme action with a controlled, deep diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. Here's some big news. X-Rap Mags now get up to 40 feet deep with the new X-Mag 40. Spool up with Suffix line, which was designed and recommended for trolling X-Rap Mags, and you have a deadly combo. You should also check out Rapala Husky Magnum heavy-duty high-speed trolling lures built for battling large game fish. The Husky Mag lures, like all Rapala lures, are built tough and available at a great price. So bottom line, the X-Rap Magnum or the Rapala Husky Magnum are the ultimate trolling lures for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire lineup at Rapala.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and excited to have you back, Pete.
Yeah. Thank you, Corey, for doing such a great job of covering for myself and Rick, and you guys, you did a fantastic job.
Thank you. A lot of fun.
You. Yeah, and I was in Florida. I was down in Marathon Keys there in the middle of the Keys and diving, kind of my week of scuba diving down there, and had a fabulous time and saw some amazing things and caught a bunch of lobster and speared a bunch of fish and ate well down there. And it's a very different world down there.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah. Saw a couple big sharks right in front of us there while we were underneath, and big giant turtles and stuff. It's good sights.
Sounds like a neat adventure.
Yeah, very good adventure.
Talk about neat adventures. You know, the man in the studio here, Greg Stotesbury, man.
Yeah.
He's been talking everything from Sierra trout to big bluefin and
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, this guy is about as fishy as they get.
As fishy.
Yeah. There's no question about it. He is a fish killing machine there. And we were talking about the big bluefin and how incredible the year has been, right?
Been an amazing year. We had so much fun on the boat this year, and like I was saying earlier, you know, you kind of think about the ones you didn't get, the ones you lost, the ones you saw at color that got away. But we were blessed to catch some really nice fish this year, and caught some really big fish on some of the tuna club tackle that we use occasionally. And you know, Dave Pfeiffer, our buddy there from Shimano, got that 219 on 24 thread. Antique tackle with a wooden rod and the old J.A. Cox reel and everything.
That's just crazy when you mention that.
How does that happen?
It was a pretty amazing catch. We were all kind of blown away when he caught the fish. But, you know, that big fish, the one that he hooked, the one that we got, for whatever reason, just did not do the normal, you know, 200-300-yard run and fight for hours and hours. The fish, about 45 minutes into the fight, the fish got wrapped in the leader. And fish started coming, and, you know, even wrapped in the leader, you oftentimes can't get them. They'll chafe off or whatever. But the fish just started coming, and next thing you know, it comes up backwards after about 10 minutes of pulling, and we reached out and got a gaff in it, and Dave caught the fish of a lifetime on antique tackle.
That's incredible. And you're talking antique tackle. You're talking linen line.
Right. The linen line he was using was from the 50s, as far
from
as we can
50s.
Tell. It was 24-thread linen. It tested 60 pounds. Which is pretty good for 24 thread. 24 thread is normally about 70 plus pound test. But the cool thing was the reel that he caught it on was a 1932 J.A. Cox 9-0 with a very limited, it's got a drag about the size of a Jigmaster.
Oh,
what the heck?
And the rod was hickory wood. And it was an original hickory wood rod from probably pre-30s.
That's crazy.
Yeah. How do you do that? I mean, that's just a...
Well, you can't do it if you don't fish the tackle. And in the tuna club, which of course we're involved with, we have all kinds of awards for catching fish on antique gear. And again, the only way you're going to catch one on it is to try. And typically you just get destroyed on the linen. I mean, I fished it a bunch of times this year, and I think most of the time I was broke off before I even came tight.
Wow.
Because you never know if the linen's good or bad, or, you know, it can be good for the first 100 yards and then terrible for the next 5 yards and then good for the next 100 yards.
I can only imagine. 70-year-old line. I mean, something's going to go wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, this particular line, you know, we actually we put a bucket on it and let a bunch of line out behind the boat and then very carefully pulled on it to see how much pressure we could put on it. And this spool of line is really good for linen. It's a really good line.
Huh.
But we just...
Is it just luck just finding the right spool?
It's... A lot of it is, Pete, the stuff is just so hard to get. I mean, they haven't made any of it for 50, 60 years. So, yeah, it's luck that you find a spool that somewhere down inside it hasn't deteriorated or rotted. Because what it does is it rots.
Yeah.
And the worst thing is if you get blood or slime or anything organic on it, it just goes away.
Eats it
wow.
Because
yeah.
It's natural fiber. It's
unbelievable.
Flax fiber is what it is.
Yeah. On the way back up to the airport in Miami yesterday, we stopped at Worldwide Sportsman, and I had never seen the Hemingway's boat that they have displayed in
there. Oh, yeah, the Pilar, yeah.
What an amazing thing. And they have a lot of that antique tackle in there.
Yeah.
And you look at that and you just think, how did they catch fish on this, right?
Yeah. No, we were all so excited and so blown away. We fished this is in our antique tackle tournament that the Tuna Club has. It's a one-day tournament. We fish the same tournament every year. And last year we fished it. Pfeiffer used the same outfit and baited a swordfish that was probably, I don't know, 350 pounds. And we were kind of laughing as we're dragging the bait by the swordfish, just going, what if we actually get hooked up?
What if? Yeah.
Yeah, what if? Yeah. So just concentrating for a minute on the Tuna Club. The Tuna Club, Avalon Tuna Club, oldest club in America, is that
it's,
right?
It's the oldest fishing club in the world, I believe. Sure. It was the very first of the old-time saltwater fishing clubs. And the first tuna, the first swordfish, and the first marlin caught on rod and reel were caught at the Avalon Tuna Club.
Wow.
And what was really significant about Dave Pfeiffer's fish on the 24-thread linen was that was the largest bluefin tuna weighed in at the Tuna Club on regulation Tuna Club tackle, which is, you know, pre-war rod, reel, and linen line. It was the largest one weighed since, I want to say, 1903.
Incredible.
So that's the second biggest bluefin ever caught in the club
on antique tackle.
That's incredible.
That's amazing.
So it was a pretty significant milestone.
Very, yeah, so he's got a plaque on the wall coming.
Yeah, he's going to have some badges from that one.
Yeah.
As if he needs more.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's an amazing angler. As you know, you fish a lot with him. I fish with him, too. He's just a phenomenal angler.
Yeah, but we were blessed. I mean, we hooked the right fish at the right time and had the right angler on the rod, and the tackle held together. I mean, we just literally thought we're going to set the hook and everything's just going to come apart at the seams.
Yeah. But you fished real tackle, too, like modern tackle. I guess not that that's not real tackle, but you fished modern tackle, and you really had some great days on that big bluefin this summer. Huh?
We did, Pete. We put a lot of effort into it. Primarily, our biggest effort was catching the bait. And we spent many, many nights all night trying to catch three, four, half a dozen live flying fish.
Yeah.
And that was kind of our deal, was the flying fish. If we could get them out there and they were alive, or if we could get live squid out there, we really concentrated on that and did very, very well on the flying fish.
Put your long nights in.
Lots of, well, it's all nighters. I mean, we would leave, we'd get the boat out of the slip at 6 in the evening, and we'd go to Catalina. And some nights we'd spend till, 5, 6 in the morning to get 6 flying fish.
Isn't that crazy how, you're talking antique tackle, and you're talking about the tuna club at Avalon, and they did that back in the day, And it's funny how we've not regressed. I mean, we've, gone forward, but using the flying fish like they did back in the day.
Yeah, and now that we've used them and we've had bites on them, I get it. I see why they used them back in the day. There's no better bait.
Yeah.
For those big bluefin. There's no, and they, you guys know, you've been out there. They just lose their mind when they see that flying fish on the surface. Especially a live one. Or, we had this technique that we're using to rig them where we're tying the wings forward, and I kind of developed it over the season, different ways to use them, and some of the bites we had were spectacular. We didn't necessarily get the fish every time, but we had some bites that were insane.
Wow.
So it was a lot of it was just a lot of hard effort to have the right bait, have the right tackle. We always have pretty good crews on the boat. And my brother, who runs the boat most of the time, has got tremendous fish sense. We a couple times everybody else was going right, and we'd go left and fish. We fished really shallow at Clemente a lot. We actually lost one of our biggest fish this year. We broke it off in the bottom.
In the bottom?
That's crazy.
In 180 feet of water.
Wow.
And we saw the fish. It was a 300-pound fish.
Oh, my.
And it got us down and got us in a rock or bull kelp or something and broke it off.
Getting rocked by a bluefin.
By a bluefin. A 300-pounder, no less, right? Yeah.
But my point is we spent a lot of time away from the crowd, and a lot of it was in less than 50 fathoms. And we'd find those big fish in there in less than 50 fathoms looking for flying fish.
That's crazy. Right. Just in there on the feeding pattern.
Right in the shrimp buoys.
Wow.
Right up in there in the shrimp buoys.
Amazing.
And we would fish through those shrimp buoys, and the big ones were in there. And there weren't big groups of fish, I don't think. No big giant meter marks like you'd see out in the flatfall area. But, little groups of, I don't know, twos, threes, fives going through. But a lot of times those were the big bruisers.
And they were hungry. Yeah.
They just don't pass that flyer out.
Yeah, that's so cool.
So a lot of great times out there.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff. Of course, you do a lot of fishing. You do bass fishing. You were bass fishing yesterday.
Yeah.
Trout fishing the week before.
Yeah.
Do you have a passion for all of it, or is it one that really stands out? What really makes it click for you, Greg?
Pete, I'm going to say what my dad used to tell me. His favorite fish to catch is whatever he was fishing for at the time.
Yeah.
It could be a great big bluegill, at Lake Hodges under a bobber, or it could be a 12-pound bass at Lake Castaic, or it could be a striped marlin at Catalina. It's just, I enjoy it all. I will say that we spend a lot of time in the Sierras. I love going up to the Eastern Sierras. I've done it since I was 4 years old. And my wife and I have really got into going up there and hiking into different lakes and fishing the different lakes up there that you can hike into. And I really love doing that. I could do that for weeks and never get tired of it.
And you talk about peaceful, I mean.
That's the best.
It is. The fishery, everything. I mean, you see deer and ducks flying around and just hardly anybody, too.
Yeah, we were hiked into one lake last weekend when we were up there, and we were watching a great big bald eagle, and he was flying around harassing the ducks, and we're catching rainbow trout, and it's hard to beat the beauty of that place. So I love the Eastern Sierras, and a lot of it just goes back to childhood experiences and having done that for so many years, and it's just an awesome place.
Yeah, but of course we know where all that lies is coming back at AFCO Manufacturing, and of course AFCO now makes some of the finest gear for big game saltwater fishing. Are they moving more towards some freshwater trout fishing?
Well, we're not necessarily trout fishing, Pete, but what we've
we've really got into the whole bass market and the whole bass clothing market, and even some other products other than just clothing. You know, gloves and a lot of specific gear. I'm actually working on a little live well bag thing now for the bass market. But this whole bass market, I mean, as Corey, as you know as well, there's so many guys that bass fish.
And it's millions.
The heartland of the country. I mean, you drive through small towns and everybody's got a $100,000 Ranger bass boat parked in front of their trailer.
But
I mean,
you mentioned that, Greg, though, but it's everything from farm ponds to Kentucky Lake to, you know, it's across the country, Canada to Mexico, you know?
Yeah, and
North America.
And in that world, for whatever reason, it's kind of a little NASCAR. Like, they really look to the pros, whether it's KVD or Iaconelli or whoever their hero is in the bass world. They look at what that guy's wearing, and they want to look like him. They might not be able to fish like him, but they want to look like him.
Yeah.
So we've really, really kind of hit on that in our clothing line. And we, of course, make, you know, nice high-end functional clothing. But in the bass market in particular, we're just hitting it out of the park right now with the whole bass clothing market, the performance shirts, the shorts, and, you know, all the stuff you guys are familiar with that we make. And now youth and ladies has just exploded, and that's going nuts.
No kidding.
All the clothing. We make all kinds of clothing now for ladies, from performance shirts to hats to sun masks, shorts, outerwear, and then the youth clothing. So it's been very exciting to see all that happen.
What I noticed, it was amazing. What I noticed in South Florida, I think it's kind of a whole trend along the eastern seaboard there. Everybody wears T-shirts there, whether it be a performance T-shirt or a cotton T-shirt.
Yes.
They wear it out at night. I mean, every guy I saw practically, we went out over to Key West one night, and everybody was wearing a T-shirt. Yeah, I'm wearing one of the AFCO button-up shirts, and I was like, oh, gee, I should have worn my AFCO T-shirt instead, right? I was overdressed.
Yeah. Well, as I often say, I mean, it's of course, our business is based on our hardware business is where the roots and where the foundation of the whole company is in the hardware business, which is the side of the business that I'm most involved with. But like I've always told people, you know, not everybody needs a roller guide or a big game fighting harness.
Right.
But everybody needs a T-shirt or a performance shirt.
But one thing for sure that you make the finest that got used a lot this year is like those big game guides and the bent butts. People were on the bent butts this year.
Yeah.
Right?
With all this heavy tackle has really been a bonanza for us, because it's all this big fish, I should say, because it requires heavier tackle.
Yeah.
And so, the big game tackle market has been so up with all this big bluefin around. The guys are learning that, you know, if you're into stand-up fighting, you need the right pad and harness, and you need the right equipment and bent butt rods, and a lot of guys fishing the stuff out of the holder, like our little short bent butts and all that. Mm-hmm. So, when you have big bluefin around, people buy a lot of tackle that is needed to catch that big fish. So it's been a fun deal.
How do you know when to get into a harness, belt and harness? And when do you want to use a bent butt? What's kind of the parameters for that?
So, Pete, here's our deal. On our boat this year, with so many big bluefin around, and we're not, you know, we're not fly line and sardines trying to catch a 50-pounder. We're fishing big baits trying to catch big fish, whether it's squid at night or flying fish under a kite or double trouble mackerel under a kite or whatever. For us, we would get our angler in the belt and harness immediately, because these fish were so big, and we had fish we fought for hours. Pfeiffer was on his fish for, I think it was 7 hours.
7 hours.
7 hours.
Crazy.
On 50 Dacron. So we harness these guys up. We put the AFCO XH harness on them. They already have the belt. And we get them harnessed up immediately, because otherwise, you know, if you wait and you try to use your arms to pull and you get bruised up from the butt of the rod and all that, once you're a couple hours in and you go, oh, I think I'll start using the harness, by that point you're already beat.
A couple hours late.
Yeah, it's too late. Yeah, right. So why not harness up? I mean, we glove up, harness up, get the angler all as rigged as he can be and as comfortable as he can be, because you don't know if it's going to be a 100-pound fish or is it going to be a 400-pound fish.
Yeah. Does when you know who the anglers are going to be, does everybody have their own harness set up, ready to go, so that you don't have to make adjustments and stuff like that?
Yes. On our boat, everybody has their harness with their name on it, because we have a range of sizes. You got Pfeiffer, who's kind of like
small,
youth, extra small size.
Yeah.
And then you got myself and others that are a little bigger. So, no, we all have our own gear ready to go, our own gloves with, you know, everything's on standby.
With your names on it.
Yeah, and we found that by doing that, we our opportunities to catch the big fish go way up when you're ready.
When you're ready.
So we
because when you're fumbling around, oh, let's get this harness on and stuff like that, it's a valuable time's lost and you can lose the fish.
Right. Right.
Line goes slack, give them just that little edge that they need, and boom, gone.
Yeah. So we did everything we could to be as prepared as we could be.
So what AFCO belt and harness is your go-to for a big bluefin?
Our go-to on almost every big fish we caught this year was the Vallarta belt, which is our big 20-inch wide, our biggest belt, fighting pad.
Okay.
So it spreads the load out the best.
Okay.
And then the new XH harness was just money. That thing works beautiful. It's comfortable. I mean, Fife was in that thing for 7 hours. Dave Elm was on a fish for 3 hours. We had Bert on a fish for 3 hours, and different guests on the boat. We had guys on fish, anywhere from 2 to 7 hours, comfortable, not beat up. I mean, yeah, they were sweaty and hot and cramping and everything else, but you'd have never got there without the right pad.
They're comfortable to go the distance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's do this. Let's give that big bluefin setup away. The Greg Stotesbury, so describe it again.
So we'll do the Vallarta belt, which is our biggest belt.
That's a big, bigger than the Socorro.
Bigger than the Socorro.
Yeah.
Vallarta belt, and then the MaxForce XH harness, which is our sit-in style harness, but it's the extra heavy. It's 20% thicker. It's bigger. It's got the lumbar pad. It's perfect for those big bluefin.
Okay. So how does that differ from the MaxForce?
Well, the standard MaxForce harness is 20% smaller.
Mm-hmm.
It's the padding is not quite as thick in it. It's more of a 50-80, kind of a general duty harness that you take, whereas the XH is larger, it's thicker, it's got a bigger lumbar pad in it. It's just a lot more comfortable for really big fish and, drag loads of 25 pounds and above.
Wow. So that's a nice setup there.
Yeah,
we're giving away.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
That sounds like an awesome giveaway. And if you want to get in on it, the Vallarta belt and the MaxForce harness, from Greg at AFCO, give us a call, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. We have an exciting 2 hours ahead of us. We'd like for you to join us. Give us a call. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
For over 5 decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3850 57, or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
The season is here. It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The hottest new reel for inshore or offshore fishing is the Shimano Tranks 300 and 400. With 2 gear ratios, power handle or paddle handle, the new Tranks fills the gap for small and powerful level wind reels. Everyone knows how great the Shimano Tranks 500 is, so now you have it all. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the all new Tranks models in stock and ready to fish. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day and now three-quarter day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event is back. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower 4-stroke and get 6 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes come with 6 full years of warranty protection. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends November 19th, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 36-month limited warranty and 36-month Yamaha extended service contract. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com.
XSRRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, we're having a great time in here with Greg. And,
yeah, we are. Greg is such an amazing guest. And this guy is so fishy. And I know the guys that he fishes with. And you talk about, they're all this way. They're all just, like, we talked about, how many hours did you put on that boat of yours this year?
I want to say 580.
580.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time on the water.
We ran, and we're not a charter.
Just this summer.
Just this summer.
Yeah. You guys spent a lot of time.
We go hard.
Yeah. I guess you go hard. Yeah, I know.
But that's why we have the
boat.
That's
what you do.
That's what we enjoy doing.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Flying Fish is a great boat. It's a classic 33 Brigantine, right?
Yes. Yeah. 33 Brigantine with 5.9 Cummins. And it had the 250s, and now we're repowering to 315s.
Oh, so boy. You're
going to
fly.
We'll have a little more speed and burn a little more fuel.
Yeah, that's all right, though.
Have to have a little fatter gas card.
Yeah. But a classic boat built in the... In the 70s, right?
Ours is a 66.
66?
Built in Costa Mesa.
Wow.
And hull designed by the same gentleman that designed the hull for Crystal Liner and for Pacifica.
Pacifica, yeah.
And for Skipjack, and I think he did work for Dittmar Donaldson. But it's a really great little 33-by-12-foot boat.
And you guys have put just amazing love into that thing to make it just a stellar platform.
When it's a 1966 wood boat, you have to put a lot of love into it.
Now, is the hull wood?
It's fiberglass.
It's fiberglass wood.
Yeah. But
which
there's a lot
a key,
of wood. Yeah.
Which is a key with that boat.
It was a
fiberglass hull.
It's a tank. It's an absolute tank.
Yeah.
But
built like they used to build fiberglass boats.
Like they used
boats.
To build boats.
Yeah.
But like all old boats, it requires constant love.
Yep. Yeah, a lot. I know that program.
And a big credit card.
Yeah, and a big credit card. I know
that
program.
Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Very well, yes, indeed. But I wouldn't have it any other way because there's nothing, there is no boat on the market today that can rival a Brigantine or a Pacifica that can fish Southern California the way
they're the two best. And you know, your boat and my boat are, they share a common lineage. A 33 Brigantine, your 36 Pacifica is a stretched 33. So it's the exact same hull. It's a Jerry Norick designed hull that's been stretched. They stretched it to make the 36 Pacifica. And then when they built the 41 and the 44 Pacifica, they built a different hull. But Jerry Norick is the common thread in marine architecture through all of those Costa Mesa, you know, from the fiberglass ghetto up there in Costa Mesa. That's where all those boats came from.
Wow.
Incredible.
But like you say, with an old boat like that that comes along, you got to put a lot of love into her.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. For your wife, have you put the Seakeeper in there?
If I could afford a Seakeeper, I would, and she would sure enjoy it.
Yeah. I think Viv would really enjoy that for sure. Of course, Vivian, his wife, is sitting right next to us. She works at AFCO. She's one of the smiling faces that you probably talk to on the phone and see at AFCO in many places. So very, very, it's an AFCO family.
Yes. But she's radio shy. She doesn't want to talk.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all good. But, you know, and speaking of AFCO, let's talk about Bill Shutt for a second, because that guy is just amazing. Of course, yesterday was the CCA San Diego chapter banquet. Huge success at Hub SeaWorld.
Great.
Research Center. All the guys, I was unable to attend because I was flying back from Florida, but I saw Harold Davis this morning. He was actually staying. He's on the Royal Polaris tomorrow morning, or this morning, actually. He's getting on the Royal Polaris for the Davis Boats 10-day trip. And he said it was a huge success, pretty much sold out lots of great raffle prizes, lots of funds raised, and Bill matched all those funds. AFCO did.
That's awesome.
Yeah, which nobody else in the industry does what AFCO does to save our fisheries.
You know, there are very few companies, Pete. I mean, I know Shimano does a lot.
Yes.
I know Costa does a lot. Yep. There's a few other companies in there that do quite a bit, but yeah.
But just, you're not much, you know, not many. I mean, others should do that.
But it's in AFCO's DNA. I mean, it's actually in writing that you give back X amount.
Yeah, it is. It is. And more than that, it just goes back to Milchad, Bill's dad, and what he kind of set as our company ethos years ago, that we're going to give a lot back. And we take a lot and we enjoy a lot of success from what we do in the fishing industry. And his thought was that we, as a business that's successful in an industry, we need to give back. And it was the same as he was with SeaWorld, which he founded when he established the Hub SeaWorld Research Institute. It was to give back instead of just taking. You got to find ways to give back to the business. And Bill has embodied that like no other, in my opinion.
And what he's done for the fishing community worldwide, really, not just here, but especially here in Southern California, because it's our backyard, all of our backyard. The things he does for the fishing community just never end.
Yeah, he's quietly involved in many, many things. You know, he's an IGFA trustee, and he's involved on a national level with all kinds of fisheries policy stuff that goes on. And then, of course, you know, locally with CCA, which he's really got his heart into and put a lot of time into. He's very devoted to all that.
Where does he get all the energy?
I mean, that's a great question.
And the time, you know, he is so generous with his time. That's what always amazes me about Bill is, I mean, I see him at these board of directors meetings. I see him at all these events. And then he runs a major corporation, AFCO.
Yeah.
I mean, how does he do it?
Bill goes at a speed that most people would be surprised at. And even as he's gotten older, because none of us are getting any younger, but he's able to go at a speed that most people couldn't match.
Yeah.
He just doesn't slow down.
Yeah.
And when he's at work, he's got his head down going 100 miles an hour all day long, every day.
Yeah.
And still is in the office every day. And he's just one of those guys that can do that.
Yeah.
And Pete, you and I, we know people that are like that.
Yes.
Bill's one of them.
Yes.
And he's a bulldog. When he gets something on his plate that he wants to get taken care of, it's going to get done no matter what. His dad was the same way.
Yeah.
And, but they're very much, very dedicated to the important stuff, which is the giving back to the marine resources and conservation.
That's so cool. Hats off to Bill.
Yes.
You guys at AFCO, because everybody that works at AFCO is part of that program.
Absolutely.
You guys all give back.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Thanks, Pete.
Really cool deal. Hey, let's go south down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Island. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Peter. Hello, Corey. Hi, Greg.
Morning, John.
Morning.
Well, we're getting beautiful weather down here. Gosh, it's just chin clear water, flat as it can be, no wind, clear skies. Water temp's still 81, 83. It's cooling off a little bit, but, you know, it's just a really, really beautiful weather. Really enjoying it. Not much we're having sending out. You know, we're starting to slow down. We close the 1st of December, and so we're sending out 2 to 4 boats a day and catching a real variety. To be honest with you, they're catching a few tuna and a few Dorado every day, and they're most of the boats are staying inside, fishing inshore. A lot of Pargo, Amberjack around, some big rooster fish still for this time of year. And the boats that are wandering outside, they've got a 50-50 chance of running into porpoise, holding some pretty good-sized tuna. They've got into a couple of, they feel that, you know, 200-300 pounders that they've farmed. They're boating, you know, some 30-40 pounders, but there's about a 50-50 chance outside, and then they're rolling inside if they're having no luck, and a lot of sailfish around, a lot of sailfish on the banks inside, and boats targeting billfish are catching mostly sails, and they'll pick up one or two in a day if they're targeting them. It's slowing down now. You know, we're winding down for the season.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful.
Hey, John, beautiful. Normally when we have these big Santa Ana conditions like this, the north wind blows, but that's not the case this week, huh?
Yeah, no, that wasn't the case. It's nice and flat. Yeah, I've been watching the news, with all the fires and all that sad
Hearts
stuff.
Out to them for sure.
Yeah. But we have, for some reason, it's a different Santa Ana or whatever. Normally, when the Santa Ana's are blowing, it just venturies right down the Gulf and right into the Cortez, but not this time.
Not the case, for sure. Well, hey, John, you know, a lot of people have been asking me about, where's Rock Cod Rick been? and I want to have talk to about this because you've been associated with the show as long as anybody has.
Absolutely.
26, 27 years, and I've known Rockcod Rick's dad. We call him
with
affectionately
Richard
the
Passon,
yes. Codfather. Richard Maxa passed away. It's been about a week and a half ago now, and his dad. He lost a very gallant fight with cancer, and he worked. He fought it right up to the bitter end, and unfortunately succumbed to cancer about a week and a half ago. And the family, of course, is devastated. Codfather Richard was a leader of his family, and his wife Joan and Calico Carly, as we affectionately call him, and Rockcod Rick, we called his dad the Codfather, obviously because of Rockcod Rick. But such a great guy, and the thing that I remember so much is about when Rick was 14 years old and he used to come into the studio. His dad used to drive him into the studio every Saturday and Sunday at 5. That was when we were on 6 to 8 a.m. This guy worked, you know, full time in the construction business, all week, got up early, and then on Saturday and Sunday, as a dedication to his kid, would drive him in at 3:30 in the morning and be here every Saturday and Sunday until Rick was like 18 years old, really. So that was like 4 years of driving him in and out there. And then, of course,
such a great family.
Yes.
You know, such a great family and so supportive. Richard was a good friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be missed, and I know it's hit Rick hard.
Yep.
But, you know,
yeah.
Gosh, but I, you know, they're so close, and I remember the day. I remember them bringing them in every morning, and the show was 6 to 8 back then.
Even when Rick started driving himself to the studio, Codfather was such a part of our family here that he used to come in, just hang out, you know, and be there. But
he'll be
very
missed.
Very miss that guy a lot.
Absolutely.
Condolences
stuff.
For sure.
My heart goes out to Rick and the family too.
Yep, yeah.
In a big way. I know.
Yeah, no doubt. But Ricky's back at work at Fisherman's Landing, at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and he'll be back here next Saturday and Sunday, he tells me, and want to thank Corey for all his support and doing such a great job for backing us up. So
yeah, thank you, Pete. I mean, that's, you know, our hearts go out to Rick, like you said, but,
yeah,
you know, I'm stoked to be here and stoked to help out,
yeah,
and we'll be happy to have Rick back next week for sure.
No doubt about it, but, definitely a sad, sad thing for our Let's Talk Hookup family, the Codfather.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. He will be missed.
Yep, we won't forget that guy.
Was a good friend for sure. I miss his time down at the ranch with Rick.
Yeah.
That was special.
Yeah.
For me, too. My heart goes out to the family and Rick in particular. I know it got him.
Yeah, I got to tell a funny anecdote about the Codfather. He was he's one of those guys that's got to be early at the airport. He's got to be like, you know, one of those guys, maybe 3 hours, 2 hours early at the airport. I am not that guy, right? I want to shave off every second I can. I am, you know, I'm respectful of what they need at the airlines, but I kind of cut it as close as possible. So, 1 year, we were going down to Rancho Leonero. He and I were flying. Rick had to stay in work, and Codfather and I were flying down the Rancho Leonero, and he's going. I said, "Don't worry, we have a 10:30 flight, and I'm going to do the show, and I'll come pick you up, and we'll roll into the airport, and we'll be fine. No worries." And so I pick him up, and we roll into the airport, and it's about 57 minutes before our flight was leaving. We walked up to the counter, and Richard was really nervous. Now, mind you, he's like, "I think we should get there. I think you should leave the show early, Pete, and come." It's like, "Nah, don't worry about it, Richard. We'll be fine." So
they sold
our seats because we didn't check in internationally for an hour ahead. Now Alaska wants you to check in. They're real stringent on that hour now. But it was like, even checking in online, they want you at the counter an hour ahead. But they gave away our seats, so we didn't get to go to Rancho Leonero until the next day. And so Ricky always, like chastises me and says, "Yeah, thanks, Pete. Now we have to get to the airport 3 hours ahead because of what you did to me there."
That's a good story.
I'll never forget. I was like, so sorry, God, Codfather, I'm really sorry. I was wrong, man. I blew it. And the worst part is we missed the day at Rancho Leonero, right?
Well, he, like I say, he, we spent a lot of good times. So we had a lot of good times. A lot of big rooster fish, old Richard.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, you go. Actually, they're archived on our website there. You can go back through and look. And he and Rick really swayed them. I mean, big ones, 80, 90 pounders. They were famous for catching them.
For sure.
Having
for
good
sure.
times. He's going to be missed.
No,
we really miss him.
We miss him a whole bunch, for sure. I know the family does, too. So
I hope Rick's hanging in there.
Yeah, he is. He's it's a recovery period, and a lot of us have been through it, and it's not an easy thing. So.
Hey, I could think of no better remedy than for Pete or Rick to come down for a few days.
Yeah.
John?
Get down to Rancho Leonero. Yeah, so how do we do that if we want to come down to Rancho Leonero?
Well, he knows, but it's 800-646-2252, or check out our website, rancholeonero.com, and tell him. I'll call him myself. He needs to come down. If he can break away, we'd love to have him.
There you go. Thanksgiving at the ranch. What an idea.
And we got lots of turkeys down there, that's for sure.
There you go.
We do a real American Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's cool. All right, John, thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you next Saturday. Or next Sunday, excuse me.
Next Sunday.
I'm all messed up here.
Okay,
appreciate the call this morning. All right. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into those phones. They're jam-packed. They want to talk to Greg Stotesbury from AFCO, so let's do it.
Let's do it, Pete. We're going to talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling from Dana Point. Good morning and welcome to the show this morning, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless the cod, Father. Hey, you know, these pictures, I was looking at that linen picture you guys had. I was like, double taken, did I always look at the gear? No way. They just put that in for the picture. And I read the article. How cool that is. But one thing, I look at the archives, I love looking at all those little pictures. But they used to slay these fish in three-piece wool suits. They really wore those?
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
I see those pictures of the guys in their wool suits and the ladies in their long black dresses, and that was July and August in Catalina, and you guys know how warm it gets in Avalon and Catalina. That's a mystery to me. Chuck, I have no idea how you fight that fish in a wool suit with a tie and boots.
But Chuck, you bring up a good point. What's the deal, Greg? You guys want to be traditionalists. Why not go all the way, man? Get your wool suit out, huh?
I like it.
What?
Just a whole line of clothing.
I could build a new wool suit, right? Not happening, man. I wear as little clothes as I can out there.
I think I'll go with the AFCO stuff.
Parking lot sale.
But that is a great question, and I look at those old pictures and I think exactly the same thing. Was that a different place back in 1900? Did it not get as hot as it does there now?
And you know what? Truly, I mean, you look at it, and back then it was a gentleman's style of fishing. I mean, it took that kind of money to go do what we're doing today, you know?
And those guys were, you know, a lot of the tuna club guys lived all over the country. They lived in Chicago, of course, in L.A. and New York, and they would fly in or come in by train or whatever, I guess by train back in those days, and come over there and fish out of these, you know, 20-foot or less little either rowboats or one-lunger gas-motored boats and be out there all day. A lot of times they fight those fish for hours and hours and break them off.
Wow.
The loss rate back then was gigantic.
Wow.
But how do you do that in a wool suit? Maybe they changed outfits when they got in.
Maybe they took the coat off.
I don't know.
Yeah. No photographs while the coat's off, though, right?
Great question. It's sure a mystery to me as well.
Indeed. And what was the big attraction? I mean, there's so much great fishing across the country there, East Coast as West Coast. What was the attraction to come all the way out west? It was kind of like the new frontier, really.
Well, it was the place to go if you wanted to catch a giant horse mackerel, which they called them back then, or leaping tuna. It was the very first place.
What was a horse mackerel?
Was a giant tuna. That's what they called them.
That's what they called them, a horse mackerel?
Or a leaping tuna.
A leaping tuna.
Yeah, but that was the deal back in the day. It was, it's hard for me to draw an immediate comparison, but if you were a wealthy sportsman, outdoorsman, and you lived anywhere in the country, and you heard the news about these guys doing battle with these giant leaping tuna and fighting them for hours, that was like a big deal.
Wow.
I mean, you had people like, you know, George Patton and Stan Laurel and Churchill himself. All these guys came out to the tuna club specifically to hire a boatman like Farnsworth or Mexican Joe or one of the famous boatmen of the day to take you out in a skiff in front of Avalon Bay and pull around a flying fish and try to hook one of these giant bluefin so you could come in and, you know, stand there in your black suit and beat your chest and say, I caught a giant leaping tuna.
And that's what they used to do. They used to troll around frozen flying fish, right?
They would catch flying fish. Yep, they had boys that go out and catch the bait in the morning. They'd catch flying fish, and they would either row with a rigged flying fish or they'd put a kite up and do a combination of both rowing and slow trolling with a flying fish. And that was the primary technique.
Isn't it amazing the way it comes back around, huh?
Oh, it's so
crazy. Yeah. When I was a kid, fishing marlin out of San Diego in the San Diego Marlin Club, we used to have, you could go down the street and buy frozen flying fish, and that's what you'd put out on the outriggers.
Yes.
What happened to that?
It still works. It's just like a lot of things in fishing. Guys find what they think is the next new best thing.
Yeah.
But, you can still go to the San Diego lakes today and throw a 9-inch brown DeLong worm with a black stripe. I guarantee you'll get a bite on it.
Hey, Bill Murph was no joke. Right?
Yeah. He knew. No doubt. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. That was a good one.
All right. Hey, when we come back and Let's Talk Hookup, we want to take a call?
No, we're going
to go to break. I'm sorry. That's my mistake. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have more from Greg, more on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You heard Greg Stotesbury talking about it. What do you use on those big blue things?
Talica 22 speed.
Talica 22 speed.
And that reel. 80-pound Power Pro.
80-pound Pro. That reel and the Power Pro. What a dynamic, amazing reel that is.
It's the most comfortable combination, especially when you put it with one of the Therese rods. I don't know the exact model, but that 6.5-foot heavy rod that we use with the
TAC. The double 20. XH.
Yeah, it's just a phenomenal rod for those big bluefin. And it doesn't beat the angler up.
It's so lightweight.
It's comfortable to fish with.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Shimano is designing, and a lot of that goes back to guys like yourself and Dave Pfeiffer, especially, because they design tackle that they want to use.
Yes, indeed.
And these guys fish all the time, and that's what they like to fish for. They like big fish.
Yeah.
And if you like big fish, Talica 22 speed has to be in your arsenal along with the Therese rod. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
And that Power thing holds Pro. Plenty of 80-pound Power Pro to handle anything that swims out there.
Yeah. So check it out at your local Shimano dealer, the Talica Therese combo.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Having a great time in the studio with Greg and just so much going on. And, hey, the Catch Report is sponsored by Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your trip when they return to San Diego landings, they now have Fish Pros to market. You can purchase fresh fish, smoked jerky fish, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location. Fish Pros have also become famous for their line of smoked spices, rubs, and salts, which I absolutely love. I used last night, as well as smoked cheese. Pick them up at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
Yeah, great online store that they have there for those spices and rubs and the things. So check it out, fishermansprocessing.com. Let's start at Dana War Sport Fishing, Captain Brian Woolley. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening in there? Good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Gosh, how's this weather? Holy smokes.
Crazy.
Been
too nice.
Beautiful.
Too nice.
Right? I know. Gorgeous water along our stretch of the beach up here too, man. 66 to 67. It was funny. We were anchored up in 50 feet of water yesterday. You could see the bottom just like it was, you know, right there. It's just beautiful. But again, here for us, you know, this Bonita has been keeping things interesting on our trips. You know, a couple days this week, that fish bit real well for us. Sonar schools and jig stops is what's been getting the boat stopped for us. And, you know, honestly, we really can't ask for a better half-day fish. You know, it's perfect. That Bonita pulls hard. It's fun to catch. And, you know, if you do it right, it's really good on the table. So, you know, the fly line baits and the Colt Sniper jigs caught plenty of fish. And, you know, we're still seeing a little bit of that skipjack, too, out a little bit further. Maybe 5 miles from our harbor, there was some good spots that stuff up yesterday. It's been on its own bait, so it's been hard to catch. San Mateo boat had a handful of those fish in his count yesterday, but just good stuff to see for November. Down in the deeper water, when we catch our rockfish, that's been pretty good too. You know, standard deal, double dropper loops, squid and sardine, catching plenty of fish. And again, that Colt Sniper have been catching some nice reds and bocaccio in that zone. The Fury, he just got back this morning from his final trip of his season, his day and a half. He had the boat down there in that zone where they've been catching that bluefin. Good mixed grade of fish, that 20 to 60 pound stuff on the fly line baits and a couple fish on the deep water jigs. But a good way for him to end his season. He ended up with 46 fish versus 23 guys. So he went out in style there. And then also we have our halibut derby going. You know, we're slowly adding names to that derby leaderboard. I think we got 9 fish on that leaderboard right now. Remember, it holds 25 spots. And the top fish right now is that 25 pounder that's been on there for just over a week now. You know, obviously that's a nice fish, but I'm pretty confident that fish is going to get bumped out of there as we roll through the winter months here soon enough. So that's what we got going on up here at Dana Wharf. You guys want to hop on a trip, certainly give us a call. The phone number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, check us on the web, too, danawharf.com. And then click the link there, the Dana Wharf link right there on the Let's Talk Hookup page. That'll take you over to our online booking, and you guys can use the code DANA, D-A-N-A, and that'll save you 25% on one of our half or three-quarter day trips. Save you a few bucks this time of year.
What's the code again?
Dana, D-A-N-A.
All right, D-A-N-A. New code there. D-A-N-A saves you a lot of money on a half and three-quarter day trip there.
You can't beat it, actually.
Yeah. All right, very good.
So we're looking forward to a good week, and, man, this water, I tell you, you know, Marlin guys have been seeing a little bit of fish, and I, you know, just kind of throw that out there to those guys.
Yeah.
There's been some quick feeders, some spots. I know the real fun. They saw 2 fish inside of 3 miles yesterday. So
what?
Wow.
Something for those
wow.
guys.
Wow. Oh, great. Perked up a little bit. Yeah.
Perked so up a little bit.
Been, yeah.
That's been for, a good week. We've been seeing that fish in there, a week and a half. So,
interesting.
Anyways,
yeah.
Throw that out.
Late
there.
November?
All right, guys.
Or mid-November. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Hey, those were actually some good tidbits from Brian Woolley at Dana Point. Let's go down to Jeff Flowers down at Cedro Sport Fishing. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Great.
Good.
Sorry, a little bit scratchy throat this morning. Slept with the window open and got a little cold blasted last night.
Oh.
But we got a great report from the island down at Cedro Sport Fishing. Our last trip of the season is down there right now. And the guys have just got back. They had some beautiful weather, very flat, very warm, perfect ponga fishing weather. And we got a lot of people down there now that are catching their personal best. So we've got white sea bass. We had Tim with a 66, the guy Jason R., a lot of people know him, 33-pound white sea bass. Gonzo with a 30. We had a guy Carl with a personal best yellowtail, a 38. And we had a handful of wahoo from Bill at 56, Fritz at 48, and John at 42. So the fish are biting. So what we're going to do is we're going to extend our season.
Again?
Through December.
Wow.
For this year, we're closed after this trip's coming back for this year. We gotta kind of regroup and make sure we got our good game on for next year. But we're going to take it through December, and we're going to make it available for all those anglers out of there that want to go down, catch these big fish with great weather, and give everybody an opportunity to get that in going into winter.
Wow, fantastic. Well, if somebody wants to come down to Cedro Sport Fishing, how do we do that?
Get a hold of Rosie. She's going to be putting together the final schedule for next season. You can reach her on her cell phone at 619-772-7570, and she'll be able to take care of that. You can go online, take a look at the reservation list, see what's available. But places, spots are going fast, but now we opened up the last 2 months of the season for next year. Get in there while you can.
There you go. All right, Jeff, appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Take care.
All right.
Yeah, and going from Cedros Island to Gundy Gunnarsson, the surf guru. We talked about you a few times yesterday. Gundy, good morning.
What did I do wrong?
Oh, you did everything right, actually. We had Bill Varney in studio and talking nothing but surf fishing and good times.
Yeah, cool deal. You know, like what I'm saying to the guys right now, you don't look at the calendar. You look at the water temperature, you know, and the consistency of summer isn't there. But in turns, we had some good fishing this week, some surprisingly good fishing. I'll start up North Hook Line Sinker reported good leopard shark bite. And really, the leopard shark's been on the bite up and down the coast. They were catching them at Goleta, fresh mackerel taken off the pier, and then fished on the big rig was the top bait there. Incoming tide has been best, fished to 35 inches, so those are some nice leopard sharks. We don't talk about those guys very often. Several legal halibut were also taken off East Beach on Lucky Craft. Still some stretches of 67-degree water up there, and they had a trigger fish reported taken this week up there. So that's the kind of conditions we have. No report from Wiley's. The Perch Derby was canceled. Ginny had to evacuate the shop, so we got our prayers and our wishes with those folks up there. That's a tough situation. Just Fishing reported a few Corvina were taken along Torrance Beach. A few of the guys still going after it. Fresh Mussel was the top bait. And then the Bonita kind of showing up a little bit off the pier, but they've been hanging outside. You know, normally in November, you see them in the harbor off the pier, the whole deal, but they're still hanging outside. That might be a late bloomer. Normally, this bonita, it's just a matter of the water's really clean inside and there's bait inside. And if you have those two elements, they'll come in. We haven't really seen that. Big Fish reported the bonita did come inside around the L.A. Harbor area, Seal Beach Pier and Jetty, San Gabriel River Channel, Boca Chica Inlet. Most of the fish, 2 to 4 pounds, crocodiles, castmasters working good. Lots of short halibut moving in the shallow shoreline drive there. Catch some tackle reported a handful of striped bass taken off of river jetties there on crocodiles. I think the big fish was 8 pounds or something like that. A few bonita on the piers there, but still no consistency. Hogan's reported the worm bite has been hot along Capo Bay there. Lugworms, bloodworms, scored some big croaker, yellowfin, spotfin. Real good numbers there, tell me. Really good action. A few barred perch, still a few corvina for those guys. Doheny, below the pier, State Park, best spots. Pacific Coast reported, and I was calling this somewhere along the line, but a hot corvina bite this week. They still have the warm water in there. The surf conditions are really good this week, and anglers were reporting 4 to 5 fish in a session, which is terrific. Best fish, 3-pound class. Bloodworms were the key to getting a bite there. Sand crabs, hard to find them. Blue water, finally, reported good week of corvina fishing. Lugworms, fresh mussel working for those guys. And then the water temps, like I said, still in the mid-60s. So still hanging on, and, it's worth grabbing the rod and going down there and seeing what's happening.
No kidding, Gundy. Good fishing there. And like I say, it's summer in November right here in Southern California. You got to love it. Hey, Gundy Gunnarsson, surf guru extraordinaire. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Don't ask why. Just fish.
Just fish.
Yeah,
all right.
I like it.
Gundy. Appreciate all you do.
Have a good week, you guys. Thank you.
Well, that's definitely good stuff. And today's report sponsored by Bill Varney's 2019 CCA Sport Fishing Tide Calendar. And you can get it in local shops or down at the landings. This year's calendar has great pictures, tides, moon phases, important dates, fishing tips, and so much more. In addition, the back of the calendar has a unique number. And each month here on the show, we're going to announce a winner. And by purchasing the calendar, you're supporting CCA. Yeah. Something good to get. We talked about it yesterday on the show.
Yeah. So there you go. The CCA Bill Varney calendar. Get it at your local tackle store or at surffishtackle.com. Phones are packed. They want to talk to Greg. Only one line open if you want to get through. 877-792-1090. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to Mo. And Mo's calling from Vista. Good morning, Mo. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, Mike O'Donnell's to the Rick family there, and I got a couple questions. One for Greg. How do you catch your flying fish? And are you allowed to fish rockfish over at the Cortez and Tanner?
Well, on the flying fish there, Mo, you know, the way we catch them is we, of course, catch them at night, and we catch them in the lee of the island, either Clemente or Catalina, mostly Catalina just because it's handier for us. But a lot of driving around in shallow water with a spotlight until we find one. And then when we find them, we keep one spotlight on the bridge and one spotlight in the cockpit. We keep the light on them, and a lot of times you can kind of steer them to the boat, or you can back up to them. And if you do it carefully and they stay on the surface, then we have a long handle. I call it a butterfly net, but it's a long-handled monofilament shad net that we use to dip them. And it's a big hassle, and a lot of times the seal gets them. Most of the time, the seal gets them before you do.
What? Come on, really?
Yeah. Yes.
A shore like that.
Oh, the seals, they see them instantly in the light, and they eat them.
That's
right
silhouette.
Now.
They're just homing in on it.
They home right into it, just like a giant bluefin does. So you fight the seals for them, but we just, it takes a lot of effort, a lot of driving around in shallow water. It's a little bit gnarly because many times we're in 10 feet, 13 feet. Because the flyers are in there spawning. So they go right up in on the beach. But a lot of times around the can dump at Catalina at the east end, we get them there. But the seals torture us.
Yeah.
And, it's the middle of the night. You're tired. You know every single one's a potential bluefin bite. And just as you're getting ready to get in with the net, Bobo comes up and eats him off the surface.
Oh, my God.
How long will they last in your bait tank live?
So they usually live for about 8 to 12 hours if you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
And one of the things we found is as soon as they die, put them in a Ziploc and put them on ice. Because if you let them go to the bottom of the tank, the little fleas, the sea fleas that are in your bait tank, will eat the membrane out of the wings, and then they're not as attractive.
Oh, that's the first thing to go.
Yes, they eat that membrane out of the wings. And then when you spread the wings, the profile of the flying fish doesn't look right. And the tuna, I don't think the tuna see it as well because all that membrane gets eaten away, and it just doesn't show as well on the surface.
Yeah.
The other thing we found is frozen works almost as good as fresh dead.
Okay.
So
it doesn't matter, but as long as you set it up right.
As long as you rig them properly. Yeah.
And the wings still have to be in perfect shape. I mean, frozen. And
the wings want to be in perfect shape.
Yeah, crazy.
And, and spread out.
It's hard work, though.
It's catching the flying fish is a lot of work. It's way more work than most people will want to go through. And it's one of the advantages we had is we were willing to do the work.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of driving the boat around in very shallow water, a lot of frustration.
And very dangerous, too, for your boat
to
be in that water.
Yeah. I mean, Michael knows the territory really well. But, yeah, there were several times, you're looking down and you're looking at the bottom.
Yeah.
And the boat drafts 3 feet and you're only in 11 feet of water.
Yeah.
So,
Watch out.
I just say if you're going to do it, be very, very careful.
Yeah.
Better yet, get someone else to do it for you and buy the flying fish frozen.
Yes.
And then take them out and learn how to rig them and take them out.
Yeah, that's my program.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Yeah, man, we're learning so much this morning. I love having Greg in here. I love learning. And you want to be a part of it, 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More with Greg.
Same rig and setup.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact.
FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring fall sales event is back. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 6 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes come with 6 full years of warranty protection. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends November 19th, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 36-month limited warranty and 36-month Yamaha extended service contract. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
38 years ago, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people. My brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.